Food, crafts, kids games, and activity tents, $5 each. Three and under get in free. Free admission with military ID. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite, Beauregard Watermelon Festival. Thursday through Saturday, June 23rd, 24th, 25th at the Beauregard Parish Fairgrounds, DeRidder. Visit Louisiana.
This show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right. 504-556-9696. And I have dedicated my life to stopping the World Economic Forum because it is a, you know, all you have to do is look at Harari, listen to him for a couple minutes, and you can tell he's a fascist. The Crown has used the East Indies Corporation as the model for the corporation. It's the new corporate state taking on the administrative law that's unconstitutional because it takes the Federal Administrative Procedure Act, which is unconstitutional, and marries them together into the corporate state. I've been speaking about this for some time. The corporate state has rules that we must follow. The rules are not written down. The rules are not steadfast. They do not make a rule one day and it's good for the next 10, 20, 30 years. It can change on a moment's notice. You don't get notice. You just look at the how the administrative state has operated. It is entirely unconstitutional. It has the legislative powers of Congress married with the executive powers of the president. And I meant to mention executive privilege only goes to the executive on a he must answer to the executive privilege. He must be called before Congress, and it's only to let off lower or lesser, you know, as far as pay and privilege and his obligations, responsibilities, and more. Any person in the administration that is asserts executive privilege must then offer up the executive, that's why it's privilege, to where executive privilege then goes to the higher executive officer, and he must beg privilege as well until it gets to the president. He must answer for any question that arises where executive privilege has been taken before. He must come before the executive, any judiciary, or it's not a adamant privilege. It's only defers it to the higher authority in the executive branch, which ultimately the buck stops with the president. So claiming executive privilege, if anyone is smart enough to grasp the concept that executive privilege is only if the Secretary of Defense declares, you know, that there's executive privilege involved, he must then offer up the executive, the president, to answer for his misdeeds or statements or lack of statements. I want to continue on with the corporate governance model. The corporation should not exist. The Civil War was started to create these extra constitutional corporate governance to bring in the British crown. They have their agents, and they look like us, they sound like us, they smell like us. They declare that they are an American by every means necessary, except that they are royalists in their own right, in their own way, in their own day, to where the corporation, Elon Musk is a corporatist, you know? He came into the United States and started a corporation. SpaceX. That should be a public trust, like NASA. But Admiral Allen, who is a known Nazi, is married to Pamela Hess. Was in charge of the Coast Guard, 2008, when I was charged and brought before a military tribunal. Make no mistake about it, it was a military tribunal. It was a military JAG officer in uniform prosecuting me before a military JAG officer in the Coast Guard, Lieutenant Commander Walter Brzezinski. I found out before the proceedings that he was a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard with Captain Arthur French. I didn't find out about him until after because he was sprung on me as a medical officer. He was allowed to watch me, monitor me, examine me in the proceedings, the most extreme 4 day of hell and trials and tribulations that the British Crown could think up. We'll be back, 504-556-9696. Call in. Somebody new.
Without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
That is the coming back music, and we are back. 504-556-9696. I'd like some new callers, somebody with some guts. Philip called the other day. That was last week. It was good to hear from Philip. He was in New York. I don't know if he was in New York, but he was from New York. It does help to here's some mystery callers every once in a while, some listeners, people who are listening in, who take some degree of comfort that there are people like me who are standing up against the new world order. It's a German thing. It's an English thing. It's an Italian thing. They've used every artificial machination to carry this on. They've been planning this since, you know, the Revolutionary War. I don't think our founders went to all that great length and struggle, even if some of them had conflicted backgrounds. I think they tried to establish something new. They knew that there was evil, downright evil in this world. They had been faced with it themselves. The royal families are the epitome of this evil. I don't think that there should be a set of royal families that are inbred, that only they had to go way out of their way to get 17th cousin or something like that, so that Diana would bring some new blood into the mix, into the fray, with William and Harry. They see us as nothing better than chattel, cattle, sheep, property that they can experiment with on, like, COVID-19, the vaccine that was not a vaccine, that doesn't even attack the vaccine, the virus itself. It attacks the immune system. It attacks the immune system. This is diabolical. This is insidious. To know that you have a federal maritime officer and an officer in the Merchant Marine, myself, attacked, prosecuted for being depressed upon the death of my father. It was retaliation, whistleblower retaliation, which I can prove. I haven't been given the opportunity to prove it. But the ASM or APL, the parent corporation, and Matson Navigation and MEBA, Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, who had all been sued prior to 9/11 or wrapped up around 9/11, after 9/11, the initial ASM, since they didn't allow me into the licensed personnel board, which is supposed to hear any and all grievances, it's a line item in our federal contracts and in our shipping articles, which is law, Shipping Articles Act of 1791. I was blocked from court, from the FBI. FBI was involved. The SAIC, Special Agent in Charge, in San Diego, was William Gore, as in Al Gore. You get a lot of the same names at the top because they, like David Axelrod, Jonathan Axelrod. David Axelrod is a name for one of the chief of staffs of Obama. I think he was chief of staff. David Axelrod. And then we find his a man of a kindred name, Jonathan Axelrod. Wow. How do you get that name? It's from greasing the skids for the axle, or making the rod, axle rod, for the Queen. You hear the music coming up. 504-556-9696. I would really appreciate a couple calls. And somebody I haven't heard from before saying thank you. Because we're playing the James Bond theme song. Because Spectre is the Council on Foreign Relations by another name, and its offshoots are all one and the same.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
I'm Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
Le Cordon Bleu. Cordon Bleu means blue ribbon. In the name of a dish usually means that it's stuffed with ham and cheese, then baked or broiled. The idea really got out of hand in the 60s and 70s, and we became sick of it. Now you hardly ever see it, although lots of common dishes, particularly in Italian cooking, are stuffed with ham and cheese. Or one would hope prosciutto and fontina. The real Cordon Bleu cooking school has advanced far beyond such practices. There are quite a number of those around this country.
Let's talk about food on The Food Show, weekdays 2 till 4, right here, WGSO. Join us, will you?
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A second special session on redistricting began today as Republican lawmakers push back on a court order that the legislature must redraw a congressional map with two majority-minority districts. Here's Jeff Palermo.
After gaveling the Louisiana House in, House Speaker Clay Schexnider had this to say.
The maps we passed, after all the hard work, are fair and constitutional.
But New Orleans Representative Royce Duplessis says a federal judge has ruled the congressional district map is not legal.
Let's get on the right side of the law and get on the right side of history and adopt a map that complies with the federal order.
But Slidell Republican Senator Sharon Hewitt is skeptical that could be done before the session is scheduled to end Monday.
I think it is extremely difficult to do that without sacrificing transparency and the opportunity for public input.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
From the State Department of Health, 1,544 new cases of coronavirus statewide, 325 persons in the hospital with symptoms, 7 new deaths reported. This is news from LRN.
Tiger Rag, 3-time Home Depot Coach of the Year, 2-time AP College Football Coach of the Year, 11 seasons at Notre Dame, 2 college football playoff appearances, and now the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian Kelly.
I'm excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
The winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level.
I want to be.
Is the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at tigerrag.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please. Listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk.
I wanted to mention that you can't run and hide. This will find you wherever you're at. This will find you. You have to stand and fight. You have to fight back. You have to everyone, young and old, does not matter on your age. You have to fight back. You need information and you need knowledge. You need wisdom. But you need to start fighting back. And it's already, you know, we're already seeing it. You know, school boards is old news. People have taken over and taken charge and are fighting back in school yards, in school boards. They need to fight back in school yards too, as well as school boards. And pulling your kids out is one way, but I say you need to get in these public schools and fight for what you know is right, to fight for education, math, the sciences, reading, writing, arithmetic, the simple things. These more heady topics are for later in life. You should not be burdened with, even in high school, all these things. And it's only being done as a way to distract us from the key. If you want to teach kids something that's beyond their years, teach them something about banking, about money, about history, a topic that we stopped teaching in school a long time ago, right about 40 years ago, 1980, when I graduated, or there before. Remember, our gym teacher was a history teacher. Didn't know history that well. You can have the gym teacher teach anything. You know, it's almost lets you see in on that joke. They played with having the gym teacher, the MMA or World Wrestling Association, the sports that like to distract us from what is important. You know, when Bush came into power, if anybody remembers, he invited the senators to set up shop as the, I think it was the first baseball team in LA, or not LA, the first baseball team in Washington, D.C., or something like that. You notice the increase in the popularity of WEF and MMA. To distract us as we're in the middle of the most world war. You know, it's silent weapons for quiet wars. Silent weapons for quiet wars, which is like MK Ultra psychological operations, which is what was carried out on me. You know, there was no act of incompetence that I was tried for. They just said, oh, he's acting generally incompetent. So they went after me and sought to prove it in a military tribunal. Go figure. Of the Coast Guard, Department of Homeland Security. In the Coast Guard, a branch of military that is not supposed to be a branch of military because its agency was set up on the peace flag. You can talk to David Strait. He knows a little bit about this. That it used administrative law to change itself and the definition of the Enabling Act that created the Coast Guard in the first place in World War I, not all the way back to 1791. They've been trying to carry on this creation. They did it with Alexander Hamilton, who was the first Treasury Secretary under Washington. He was Washington's boy. Hamilton set up shop, set up the Revenue Cutter Marine, which was disbanded and turned back over to the local authorities because we did not want to have a central federal constabulary or police department, let alone military police department. The Coast Guard was formed in 1915 as a civil service, not as a branch of military. The Department of Homeland Security, the Coast Guard now resides within, has taken Title 10 and the UCMJ, borrowed it, and intentionally set up itself within Homeland Security under Title 10 and the UCMJ. But posse comitatus does not apply. That is the Posse Comitatus Act of the Revolution, well, the Civil War, that was used upon the South for approximately 10 years, a little more, to wage war, further war against it, by having the police act as the judge, jury, and executioner over the South until some Southern senators with some Northern senators fought to include Posse Comitatus Act, which is brought over from England, which forbids the military from being involved in civilian affairs. The Coast Guard has pulled this off by an exception that was put in the Administrative Procedure Act, another unconstitutional act that brings together the legislative, the executive, and the judicial branches of government, all three together in one. All together in one when they're supposed to be separate. World War II was very important. The Article I war powers were taken over by the Article II branch of government. And the NSC was created, the APA was created, and more. We won the battle, but lost the war. We'll be right back. Cajun's still holding. 504-556-9696.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
Atomic batteries to power.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
All right, we're coming back. We're back. All right, I'll go to Cajun Buccaneer here in a minute before I warn him. You know, I don't want to take you off the air or not have you on. You're a tried and true caller. you're an avid listener, and I love you, but you're beating the same horse. Use some different words, or talk about the topic, or you know, something. I know they urgent, like, you know, stay in place. Don't move, because this is happening everywhere. You can't, there is no safe state to be in. You know, California is not worse than Idaho. Idaho is not better than, Idaho might not have been the best place to pick, let's say New Orleans. But it's going on everywhere, local. They're attacking local, everywhere. They're attacking city, everywhere. They're attacking state, everywhere. They're attacking the nation, everywhere. We need now to realize that you have to stay in place, and you have to start standing up for yourself and for others who cannot do anything because of the gravity of who they came up against, that they're realizing even now. Senator Feinstein, she's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. She's a member of the Bilderberg. She's a member of the Trilateral Commission. She wrote a letter for me as a whistleblower to the Undersecretary of Transportation. Undersecretaries are the evil overlord. I'm not anti-government per se. I am anti-corruption, but these guys that are carrying this on, Strzok and Page and so many more, are not, they don't want this government to stay in place. They want to replace it with something else, and it's something else that is so evil, so dark, you cannot imagine. I mean, they want, think about this, Elon Musk will be sitting on the Science and Transportation Committee as a new senator. What? Yeah, he gets appointed to be a senator because of what he's involved with, not by a vote of constituents, which would be, you know, should have, to be a senator, you should have to be a born resident. But the Crown will come up with some way to get around that. Let's go to Cajun.
Hey, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
I've been loving the bumper music you've been playing. I have a suggestion. Could y'all, you know, to describe the situation we're in, please play Pink Floyd, The Wall. We don't need no Marxist re-education schools.
All right. You already did this one.
Yeah, and also we could play Backstabbers, because that reminds me of what they're doing to us right now.
But talk about something serious. Talk about something serious.
There's an alliance going on called the New World Order, and it's the British Nazi Chi-Coms. They're working together, and Italy, too, to destroy the United States of America. They want us to hate each other, use each other. They're going after our voting system. They're going after our Supreme Court. And it's them, just like you've been saying, the royal families. They're coming after us, you know, because we're the loyal, we are the loyal families, and they're the royal families. To me, they're servants of Satan, every single one of them. And we got to keep describing what they are, because the Bible says to know your enemies. It also
that's what I keep saying, is that you have to, hate to say it, beat them over the head with it, but get them to wake up and describe, you know.
Well, we need to
specifically,
wake up,
like the corporation, like I you know, was one of the corporation is the means or the avenue of attack. The corporation, like Pfizer, is a member on the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a corporate member.
Assassination vaccinations. That's right. They're making these vaccinations for assassination purposes. And you're completely
They're making money. They're making money hand over fist, 30-some-odd billion dollars in first quarter off of international. And it's a BioEngine, the one that holds the patent for the virus, is German. Like Bayer is German. It bought Monsanto. It bought Monsanto that was in debt. Think of why they bought it. They bought it for like what Roundup was doing, because they liked it. They didn't buy it for the liability. They bought it because of the knowledge base that it has in killing people with pesticides.
Oh, there's money in pesticides. It's kind of there's money in that. And hospitals make more money when they ship you out the back door dead than when they bring you in the front door. And I'll tell you what, I'll never go to a hospital again in my whole life as long as this people are in charge, these British Nikon nationalists that's destroying the country. You're exactly right. It's the royal families versus the patriotic loyal families. And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, the Bible has something to help you very much. It says to wake up, stand up, rise up and wise up, put on the mind of Jesus Christ and the full armor of God, to rescue the innocent and defend the helpless. And most of all, get out there on the battlefield and defend your people. Your parents are defending us.
You need to, instead of, you know, going on the rant, talk about some specific things people can do that are helpful for you in your area, in New Orleans or in California. Stand and fight.
Stay on your ground. That's right. Stay on your ground like the parents. That's right. Stay on your ground like the Jefferson Parish Police Department and the Laurel Police Departments. Stay on your ground. Protect your family. You know, just don't ever give up. And let me tell you what, the loyal people to Jesus Christ are going to stop the royal people that are loyal to Satan. And I can tell you right now, these people are satanic leftists.
There's only one kingdom. There's only one kingdom and that's supposed to be a kingdom. Everything else is supposed to be republics. Not of this earth. We are not supposed to have kingdoms on this earth because they are inbred. You know, that's why if you look at the breeding program for the royals, they're eugenicists and Malthusians.
It started in Germany in World War I and World War II. The Nazi genocide of people, you know?
Well, it started way before that. This breeding of the royals has been gone on for thousands of years. That's how we've ruled. We've had the royal in charge, except for the Roman Republic. That was its day, had its day. It waffled between a republic and a kingdom back and forth for many a year.
You mentioned it earlier because you said they were treating us like we're chattel and chicken and pigs and everything. Rat. And worse than that, they're treating us like we're ATM Rat. Machines.
We got to go. Bye.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, June 18th and 19th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, June 18th and 19th. at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO.